Imagine walking into a bank where a robbery has gone wrong. Hostages are terrified, the robber is desperate, and one wrong word could cost lives. What would you say? For over two decades, Chris Voss faced these life-or-death scenarios as the FBI's lead international kidnapping negotiator. Through these extreme situations, he discovered something revolutionary. Everything we've been taught about negotiation is fundamentally wrong. Traditional negotiation wisdom emphasizes rational problem solving and finding middle ground, splitting the difference. But real-world negotiations reveal that humans aren't rational decision makers. Even the most analytical minds are driven primarily by emotion. Daniel Kahneman's research confirms this. Our emotional system one thinking guides our rational system two thinking, not vice versa. This insight transformed hostage negotiation after tragic failures at Ruby Ridge and Waco. The FBI realized that addressing the emotional core of human interaction through techniques like active listening and tactical empathy dramatically improved their success in saving lives. The implications extend far beyond hostage situations. Every day, we negotiate constantly with bosses, colleagues, family members, and service providers. By understanding that emotions drive decisions, we gain the ability to shape outcomes in all areas of life. When Chris Voss took over negotiations with an agitated bank robber, he didn't start with demands. Instead, he simply repeated the last few words the man had said. "You don't want to go back to jail?" This technique, mirroring, taps into our natural tendency to elaborate when our own words are reflected back to us. The robber immediately began explaining himself further, opening a channel of communication that eventually led to his surrender without violence. The power of mirroring lies in its subtlety. It doesn't feel like a technique to the other person. It feels like you're truly listening. And in that feeling of being heard, people become more willing to talk, reveal their true concerns, and ultimately collaborate. The voice you use matters tremendously. A calm, slow, downward-inflecting tone, like a late-night FM DJ, creates psychological safety. When combined with strategic silence, pausing after the mirror to give the other person space to elaborate, this technique becomes even more powerful. Those few seconds of silence may feel uncomfortable, but they create the pressure needed for the other person to fill the conversational void, often with crucial information they wouldn't otherwise share. During a Harlem standoff, FBI negotiators had no direct contact with armed fugitives in an apartment. They used tactical empathy, identifying and verbalizing the other side's emotions. By stating, "It seems like you don't want to go to jail," and "It feels like you're worried," they created understanding that led to peaceful surrender. Labeling emotions transforms negotiation by addressing emotional undercurrents. When you accurately name someone's feelings using phrases like "it seems like" or "it sounds like," the brain's fear center calms down. The person feels understood, enabling rational discussion. The technique works by acknowledging emotions without judgment. Saying, "It seems like you're disappointed," rather than "don't be disappointed," validates their experience while creating distance from negative emotions. This builds trust and rapport. Labeling also works with positive emotions. Identifying and reinforcing them strengthens connections and moves conversations forward. This combination of defusing negative emotions while amplifying positive ones creates an environment conducive to agreement. Contrary to common belief, hearing no often marks the beginning of real negotiation, not its end. When people say no, they feel safe and in control, creating space for genuine consideration of proposals. Pushing for quick yes responses typically leads to superficial agreements that lack commitment. Voss discovered this during a hostage negotiation in the Philippines, where he intentionally framed questions to elicit no responses. "Would you be offended if I presented an offer?" This approach gave kidnappers a sense of control, making them more receptive to his proposal. The difference between "that's right" and "you're right" is crucial. Your right often signals polite dismissal, while that's right indicates genuine agreement with your perspective, a key turning point in negotiations. This principle applies broadly. For example, when emails go unanswered, asking, "Have you given up on this project?" invites a no response that can restart communication, effectively respecting the other person's autonomy. A drug dealer's question during a kidnapping case, "How do I know she's alive?" demonstrates the power of calibrated questions. These carefully crafted how and what questions guide conversations while giving others a sense of control. Unlike assertive statements that create resistance, "You need to lower your price," calibrated questions transform demands into collaborative problem solving. "How can you help me justify this price to my company?" This approach invites the other party to help solve problems rather than triggering defensiveness. How questions are particularly effective as they require thoughtful responses beyond yes-no answers. For instance, "How am I supposed to do that?" shifts the burden of finding a solution to the other party without direct confrontation. In hostage negotiations, asking, "How do we know the hostage is still alive?" proves more effective than demanding proof, as it encourages collaboration rather than opposition. Value perception is flexible and context-dependent. A $100 bill can be viewed as either insulting or generous based on circumstances. This malleability gives negotiators the power to influence how others perceive offers. Kahneman and Tversky's prospect theory shows that people react more strongly to losses than equivalent gains and prefer certainty over uncertainty. Understanding these principles allows you to frame proposals more attractively without changing their core elements. Time pressure illustrates perception management in action. Most negotiation deadlines are artificial, yet create significant psychological pressure. By calmly questioning deadline validity, "What happens at midnight?" you can often neutralize this tactic. Anchoring with extreme positions, especially using precise numbers, $4,987 versus $5,000, can strongly influence outcomes as specific figures appear more credible and less negotiable. Smart negotiators also recognize that money isn't always the primary motivator. By identifying what truly drives the other party, whether recognition, convenience, status, or peace of mind, you can offer valuable non-monetary terms that cost little but mean much to them. A 1981 bank robbery that defied all standard protocols illustrates what Voss calls black swans, hidden information that, once revealed, dramatically changes the negotiation landscape and can turn impossible situations winnable. Black swans exist in every negotiation, but finding them requires looking beyond what you know to uncover what you don't know you don't know. This means challenging assumptions and listening with genuine curiosity. Critical information often emerges outside formal negotiations, during breaks or casual conversations when guards are down. One MBA student discovered this when informal chat revealed a seller's urgent financial pressure, enabling a better deal. Black swans often appear as inconsistencies between behavior and stated positions. Using gentle labels like, "It seems like there's something else going on here," can help explore these disconnects without triggering defensiveness. Understanding someone's core aspirations, whether for status, security, legacy, or meaning, can reveal transformative black swans. Aligning your proposal with these deeper motivations can transcend surface-level negotiation terms.